I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal wherever you get your podcast.
And watch on Bloomberg Originals, Bloomberg Television, or BTV Plus.
Another big story today, just breaking in the last hour or so, Apple facing a potential tax bill running into billions of euros, with the EU, the European Union, poised to release a finding into its dealings in Ireland as soon as Tuesday. Dara Doyle joins us now. He's our Dublin bureau chief. He's been writing a lot about what's going on with Apple and this whole tax inversion situation. Also, we're joined by senior international tax reporter Kevin Bell for Bloomberg News. So welcome, gentlemen. And Dara, let's start with you. Set the table for us of what has been going on between Apple and the EU and what's about to happen.
Yes, this has been going back a couple of years, where the European Commission has been looking into Apple's tax arrangements in Ireland. As far back as 2014, they gave us some preliminary findings that they reckoned that Ireland had given Apple some tax breaks in return for some jobs. What we've all been waiting for is the amount of the arrears that Apple might pay. That's kind of been gathering pace. Some speculation it could be very little, around 100 million euros. But what we've learned this evening is that the arrears will run into billions of euros. We haven't been able to be any more specific than that, but we're talking a big number here. I mean, like, in context, I mean, Apple's sitting on about 200 billion euros of cash. So it's not short, a few dollars, but still 2 billion or so ain't going to be pretty for Apple if that's the way it turns out tomorrow.
So what's at stake then for Ireland and for how this is going to play out in terms of future cases for future disputes?
That's a good question. Ireland's in a very unusual position. Apple's going to actually have to pay this money to Ireland, okay? But Ireland is saying, we don't want this money, okay? We don't want your 2 billion. You keep your 2 billion. The reason being is they're afraid of tarnishing their reputation in the C-suites in the U.S. And we've got a number of companies here, Facebook, Google. Ireland needs to show that it's standing shoulder to shoulder with Apple on this issue, because if it doesn't, there'd be a concern that U.S. companies would get nervous about Ireland's commitment to the multinational sector. That's such an important part of our economy. So the bizarre situation, the Irish government saying, no, we don't want your, you know, 2, 3, 4 billion, even though that could possibly, you know, buy, you know, more schools or more hospitals, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And the reason for that is there's a concern about tarnishing our international reputation. So there's a lot at stake here for Ireland. Ireland has vowed to fight this all the way to the final courts in the European courts. So there's a long way to go. There could be another 5 years in this before we see any money coming to Ireland. So there's a long way to go in this one.
All right. So, Kevin, you jump in with this. As I said, he's our senior international tax reporter, Kevin Bell. So what is the specific law that is this whole decision is hinging on right now?
Hi, Catherine. It revolves around transfer pricing. It's a very deep technical subject. It involves accounting, tax, and economic rules. And for decades, the OECD has its own set of rules, the OECD transfer pricing guidelines. And then, as Dara has pointed out, a couple of years ago, these state aid cases started. And the United States would argue that the European Commission is coming up with its own set of transfer pricing rules. And it's those rules that are at play in this case.
So, Kevin, have you ever heard anything like this, though, where this is amazing? Well, the Irish government saying, no, we don't want the money. They don't want to antagonize all those U.S. corporations that they want to keep doing business in Ireland.
In the tax world, it's a very bizarre dynamic that you have a government saying, I don't want tax revenue. But from Ireland's perspective, it's very, very understandable. Ireland's tax regime has been a huge selling point to to U.S. companies. You only have to be at Dublin Airport to see the U.S. executives and computer folk. So this whole situation has been a real headache for the Irish government.
And Dara Doyle, you've written a few different stories touching on the possibility of an appeal. How would that work?
Well, first of all, I think it's really important to make one point here. What's not under threat here is Ireland's corporate tax rate, which is 12.5%. This case is not about our 12.5% rate, which is really the key to attracting companies like Google and Facebook, LinkedIn to Ireland. It's very important to remember that, as Kevin said, it's sort of a deeply technical issue here about transfer pricing. And while there's a deal done on the side, you know, with Apple and Ireland to kind of let them pay less tax, but very clearly what this isn't about the 12.5% rate,
okay,
which will remain the pillar of Irish economic policy. So that's to be very clear on that one. So, in fact, the implications of this case may not be huge in that it doesn't seem like any other U.S. corporates operating in Ireland are facing similar probes, at least not that we know of at this point. So, you know, there is not a threat there. But in terms of the appeal, what will happen, I mean, from the very start, Ireland said it would fight this all the way to the courts. They've employed very expensive lawyers in London. To begin the process, they've been bracing for a negative ruling over the last 2 years, so what little disappearance of the courts could be 5 years or so. In the meantime, Apple will pay the money to Ireland. Ireland will keep it in a special ring-fenced account, and they won't, as I said, they won't spend that money. What's interesting now is that people in Ireland are beginning to say, but hold on, you guys don't want this money? This money could buy us hospitals, schools, etc.
Yeah.
And so political pressure is beginning to build a little bit. You know, now people are focusing on the ruling, which is going to come out tomorrow. People are going to say, Hunt, this doesn't make any sense.
Okay.
You know, Ireland isn't going to take this cash. So it's going to be a very interesting dynamic from that point of view.
Fascinating. Dara Doyle laying out the story with his bureau chief in Dublin for Bloomberg News, as well as our senior international tax reporter, Kevin Bell. I'm Kathleen Hayes. This is Bloomberg.
From Silicon Valley to Wall Street, the promise and perils of artificial intelligence are playing out on the world stage. But what will the next phase of AI adoption look like? Which companies, from big tech to startups, will dominate? And where do the risks and unintended consequences lie? I'm Emily Chang. Join me at Bloomberg Tech in San Francisco, May 9th, to answer many of the industry's burning questions, alongside Snap's Evan Spiegel, Xbox President Sarah Bond, OpenAI's Brad Lightcap, top researcher Dr. Fei-Fei Li of Stanford, and many more. More details and just a few tickets left at Bloomberg.com/TechSF.